22 past, it's 100.1 FM, WRHI. Somebody in the car was just going,
I know, that's really good.
Pay attention to driving, please. All right, here
we're
we go.
Texting and drive.
Thursday morning, we got a chance to meet this nice lady last week at our Easter Egg Classic.
That's right. We're here with Lenora Ansi. She's from NHC Home Care. Good morning, Lenora.
Good morning.
Really nice to see you again.
Glad to be here again.
Are you a nurse or do you do administration?
Both.
Okay.
I am a nurse.
Oh, you're a double hit here, aren't you, girl?
I am,
you are.
Right?
A double threat.
Multitasking.
Yes. Exactly.
I am the administrator, but I am also a nurse.
Well, that probably keeps you in the field a little and then in the office a little.
It does. I like it.
Tell us a little bit about how nurses today, they're really in demand, aren't they?
They are.
This is a situation.
There's actually a shortage.
Great career. It's been several years.
It has been, yes. There's been a shortage of nurses for several years. But what we do is actually a different side of nursing. Usually you think of nurses as in the hospital. But what we do is we actually go into the home. So it's very different than your typical nurse.
Okay. Is this an opportunity as far as just getting a nursing job? If someone decides, you know, let's say I'm at 45, decide I'm going to be a nurse. Can that happen? You can just go back?
Absolutely. Yes. I'll tell you, this is actually my second career,
really?
So to speak. Yes.
Okay. You're not that old, girl.
I know, right? I couldn't decide what I wanted to do when I grew up. I was actually in communications.
Okay.
I got my bachelor's in communications, and then my son was in the hospital in the ICU for a long time, and that's when I decided, you know what, I think this is what I want to do.
Really?
Went back to school.
Really?
So.
Locally did you go, or did you go somewhere else?
Actually, I'm originally from Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay.
So I went to Greenville Tech, but all that to say, in my class, there was all age ranges, a lot of people who had lost their jobs, who went back to school for nursing that were older, 40s, 50s.
Sure.
So it's for any age.
Is there
really
more of an effort these days for the in-home care for us? And this is for people sometimes who are not just elderly, but you're talking mostly of seniors as we lose some of the mobility and some of the...
Right.
Is there more of a focus these days to go in-home and do this? Or are we picking it up here? Are we just realizing now? Or is it the same as it was 25 years ago?
There's actually been a much bigger push because...
That's the word push is what I was looking
right.
for. Thank you, yes.
Well, because number one, insurance companies recognize and Medicare recognizes that it's
cheaper.
A lot cheaper to have a nurse, a therapist, a speech therapist, occupational therapist, social worker, have all that go in the home rather than pay for all of this care in the hospital. And then hospitals are seeing it as an opportunity because they get what we call dinged for having somebody who was in the hospital, they go out and then they come back in.
Oh.
So this is an opportunity for if they've been in the hospital, a nurse comes into the home, keeps them from going back.
Do we know, can it be proven that we do better if we're in our familiar surroundings and stuff, and our
Absolutely.
Families, and our room, and our curtains, and
yes.
all of our stuff?
Our smells.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And even you talk about physical therapy. It's one thing when you go to, you know, another location, but when you have physical therapy in your home, you have somebody showing you how to function within your own home, and they give you ideas and, you know, maybe
stand here at this counter
yes,
and do this or
exactly
whatever.
Right.
Or maybe you need to have this type of stair or this type of safety equipment, so it's geared towards your own location.
Wow.
I'm interested in the fact that people are, like therapists on your smartphone now, calling people up and using that technology. Is that on the way for you?
It is, absolutely. And in fact, Medicare and all of those guidelines, they're making us move towards that electronic medical record, lifestyle.
You can get in and get a consultation from the live, you
know.
I know. Yeah, sure. Right there.
What do you
think?
Not quite there yet, but I think that's an amazing thing. Although we are absolutely able to talk to them on the phone.
Sure.
Get ideas, help them over the phone. We are on call 24/7, but we are definitely moving in that direction.
Freddie and I met on the corner of health and happiness. That's where we started this relationship.
That's a great place to meet.
Well, it was
healthy.
Health it
of
was
the happiness, happy. Which was better.
Yeah, it's right there by the convenience. Yeah.
I'm curious about the percentage of patients that you have. Do you have many seniors or do you have other ages?
I would say a lot of people who are in Medicare, so 65 and above, that would be maybe 75%, but we actually do have children.
Okay.
We do have individuals who are in their 20s and 30s, so you might typically think that it's older people, and that is a little bit more of what we get, but we also have teenagers all the way up the whole gamut.
What was your favorite specialty part of being a nurse? Like, I loved the x-ray stuff, or is there something, or do you like the geriatric side of things, or how do you How would you categorize your interest in medicine?
I will tell you that I started in the ICU. Mm-hmm. So I was in the ICU. I learned a lot. That was kind of like my boot camp. But I love home health simply because you get to treat the patient as a whole.
Okay.
So you get to see them in their home. You get to know their family. You get to see them over and over again over a period of time. And you get to treat everything from the physical all the way to the emotional, spiritual, all of that. So we get to do
that. She's borderline nurse right here because she's not afraid of anything with the kids.
Well, come
you know,
on.
The gross stuff. Nothing grosses
like
her out.
She's
really,
gross
she's
stuff.
And you have to be that way. My mother became a sponge at age 40 when she went back for her RN. And showed us stuff, and we're like, Mom, could we finish dinner?
Yeah. Oh, look at that. I tend to do that. Oh. I think this is so cool.
Y'all
are
so excited.
Yeah.
I'm the same. Like, please bring home the scab. I want to see it.
Oh, my God.
It's
so neat.
Wait, listen, Chuck is saying, oh, God.
Lenora, it's really nice meeting you.
Nice
talking
to
you again,
you
really.
Too. Yes, thank you.
NHC Home Care, how can we get in touch with you to ask about your services?
Okay. All you need to do is give us a call. We'll be glad to walk you through the whole process. And again, remember, insurance, Medicare, it's covered by most of those. But the phone number is 803-325-1455.
Excellent. We'll put that on WRHI.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lenora Ansi from NHC Home Care.
Yes.
Good to have you. You bet.
Thank you.
All right,
so 28. 28-